1480 KBMS, Vancouver, Portland.
Good morning, Vancouver and Portland. This is Angela, and you just heard from Natalie Wilson, an SOP with the single entitled Brother and Sister. But before we get back into our regular programming, I have a very special guest. Good morning, Aria. How you doing?
Hi, Angela. How are you? I'm doing pretty well.
I'm doing really great. And I notice you are this year's Miss Black Oregon U.S. Ambassador for this year. And I know you were teaming up with Susan J. Komen with her More Than Pink Walk. Give our listeners out here why you decided, you know, to team up with them to put a spotlight on breast cancer awareness.
Absolutely. I decided to take action on the connection that I have with breast cancer due to my mother fighting a terminal form of breast cancer, triple negative.
Wow.
And my grandmother having cancer, both of them in the same year.
Wow.
And as a co-survivor, this just gave me a very unique perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it really showed me that along this journey, there is more awareness that must be spread to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen to anyone. And as a senior healthcare consultant, I took it as a personal duty to jump in and help to fight this amazing cause because it is a beautiful experience along with a very, very stressful experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give and shed light to those who might not know what they can do during this journey.
Wow. So in teaming up with Susan J. Komen to put a spotlight, you know, whatever, on this health issue, what role are you playing this year?
Well, I am actually excited to announce that I am going to be representing the Action Pillar for Susan G. Komen.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a new outlook on things, and it is a More Than Pink Walk. They now have different colors representing the different areas of their focus. So they have research, care, community, and then I am the action. The research is purple, the care is green, community is blue, and I am orange for the action.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be supporting their African American Health Initiative Committee as well in the fight against this breast cancer stigma that has been pushed among all these populations.
Wow. When you were talking about action, what are, in this particular segment, you know, what are some of the other, you know, what are some of the actions that you and everybody else is going to be taking to keep, you know, hammering this education within our community?
Absolutely. The action pillar, the areas where they'll be focusing on is advocating for more research funding and
mm-hmm.
critical patient protection and support in every community across the nation,
mm-hmm.
Educating healthcare providers, policymakers, opinion leaders, and the public about the importance of the Susan G. Komen Oregon mission and the burden of breast cancer, and then empowering patients and the public with fact-based information and guidance so they can make more informed breast cancer decisions and take control of their care.
Wow. And not only you have a personal, you know, alliance, you know, regarding this disease and stuff like that. How can you, you know, whatever, and talking with, you know, with the community, with especially families who have been affected or are affected, how can, you know, what kind of advice can you give to them, you know, whether they're holding things together, you know, holding themselves together to get through such a, you know, a terrible time?
Well, the first thing, Angela, is to give oxygen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Before you give oxygen to someone else, you have to have an optimal level of self-care in order to provide the care to your family, to your friend. It is a journey that, as a co-survivor, you have to remember that there is a pre-phase and there's a post-phase. And during the pre-phase, they are reimagining their life with cancer, and then their post phase imagining their life without cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that journey is very extensive because you have to have care coordination, making sure that all of the different doctors are aligned in terms of the surgeon, oncologist, the nutritionist, the geneticist. And then when you're moving forward from that journey, you're then thinking about, okay, now the cancer has been removed, we're in remission, and that is a phase where the patient itself is going through a thought process of who am I now, with or without my breast, who am I in terms of having chemo brain, who am I in terms of the way that I see myself when I look in the mirror, and it's a very long journey, Angela, and you'll be surprised the smallest things, just as much as soft clothing to having comfortable shoes on your feet. Those are all small things that really go a long way for a patient. And the nerve damage that takes place during the different things that happen with the chemo and the radiology, they're able to survive that and come back from that and operate in society just fine. However, there are some damages that take place, not just physically, but mentally. So you have to, as a co-survivor, be in support of that, because it is a long-term situation. But the reason why we are taking action in this fight is to educate others of different journeys, but understanding that this can happen to anyone, but knowing that you can survive this if you make the right necessary steps to take control of your own health.
And if people want to become a part of Northern Pink Walk and in the different pillars, how can they go about and get in involved?
Oh, great question, Angela. So the Northern Pink Walk is going to be on Sunday, September 22nd, from 9 to 12 noon at the Tom McCall Waterfront at the park. So that's 98 Southwest Toledo Parkway. And this is going to help others become empowered to take action in the fight against breast cancer through advocacy and education. And those who would wish to be involved in the More Than Pink Walk can register to attend at ColemanOregon.org. And we're very grateful for our sponsor, Demelier Trust North America. And we have specific fundraising goals. So we're hoping that teams can reach a certain level and that individuals can reach a certain level. But this mission is just so that we can save the lives by meeting the most critical needs in our communities and investing in breakthrough research to prevent and cure breast cancer.
When the walk is over, this is not going to stop. You know, how are you and everybody else going to continue to educate the community regarding this issue after the walk is over and after October is over, you know, whatever? How are you as a person or, you know, that are involved in this wonderful cause going to continue to educate our community to, you know, to get them involved and more and open up their eyes regarding this health issue?
Well, the number one way that I will be taking action, Angela, is through education and fundraising. On the education side, I will be under my platform of Miss Black Oregon U.S. Ambassador 2019, be hosting an event on July 10th, and that is a Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30 at Century, and the event is called Aphrodite, and I will be educating my community on breast cancer and helping others to feel comfortable to think more than pink. And then on the fundraising side, it is just so important because, you know, Susan G. Komen, especially Komen Oregon, has made incredible progress, and they continue to do transformative work since 1981. And their funding that they receive helps to lead to 35 new drugs being approved for treatment, 40% decline in breast cancer mortality, and over 3.5 million survivors in the United States. And Komen's bold goal is to reduce the number of deaths by 50% by 2026. So I'm in for that fight.
That's the fight that I'm in for, Angela.
And I will continue to help with the education and help with the fundraising because I believe in their mission to empower as many people.
Before we get out of here and end it, what would be your advice to women and even to men? You know, whatever to get a hold of things, you know, regarding this issue. And if they have been, you know, whatever, diagnosed with this health issue, how can they, you know, whatever, as they're going through each step of the process and stuff like that, what would be your advice, you know, whatever, for especially maybe ones and stuff who are going at it alone or don't know how to talk about it, what would be your advice, you know, whatever, to be able to open up and help other people, you know, along the way?
My advice for those who have been diagnosed, who are in an area of uncertainty, is to open up their minds to a reality of being a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the diagnosis, think about how you can push forward, because it is also very much so mental, and having a strong mind and soul through the process is very important. And reaching out to the different community partners, Coleman, Oregon has a lot of resources to provide, along with a lot of other connecting community organizations that work with Coleman, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to reach out. And then to those who are supporting those who've been diagnosed, be an ear and be a shoulder, and also be willing to step out on a thought that there is research out there that can help to save lives. And don't be afraid to get on a computer and look up something and reach out to those who are specialists in these departments. It is okay to schedule a consultation, just to get information. There is a stigma, especially within my community, the Black community,
mm-hmm.
of not feeling comfortable to speak with healthcare providers about concerns. And it is okay to speak with them about your concerns. And I just want people to feel empowered to take control of their own health, because you can set up a life that you want to live in, a world that you want to live in. However, you just need to feel in your soul that you deserve it and that you can think more than pink.
Well, I want to say thank you, Aria, for coming on this morning and giving us insightful information. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to Coleman, Oregon, for allowing me to be the action pillar for this More Than Pink walk.
Oh, you are so welcome, and hey, you have a really great day, okay?
You as well. Have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yes, that's Aria Mormon, and again, she is Miss Black Oregon U.S. Ambassador of 2019, and she also is involved in the Susan G. Komen More Than Walk, More Than Pink Walk that's coming up in September, and she's part of the Action Pillar. And if you want more information, you can go on their website at ComenOregon.org. Coming up, you can hear from Tremaine Hawkins with her single entitled Justified by Faith. So keep it tuned here to 1480 KBMF.